Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
There was a time when examining ancient texts required a trip to highly specialized archives. But as Marie-Claire Beaulieu, assistant professor of classics at Tufts University, explains, the digital revolution has made ancient texts more accessible than ever.
Digital tools provide unprecedented access to ancient documents because they remove physical and social barriers. In recent years, large-scale digitization projects have provided a store of materials that is in fact too vast for a comparatively small number of scholars to tackle on their own. We have thousands upon thousands of texts, manuscripts, inscriptions, and papyri, and they are all online under open access licenses, just waiting to be edited, translated, and enjoyed by everyone. For this reason, teams of humanists and software developers are creating tools to allow users at any degree of expertise to access and process these documents. On sites like the Perseids platform, the Homer Multitext, Papyri.info, and Pleiades, users can choose tasks to perform at various levels of difficulty. For instance, someone who knows the Greek alphabet can transcribe an inscription from ancient Athens, even if they don't know ancient Greek. Someone who has a passion for geography can annotate the names of ancient cities in a digital library, and history buffs can create links to form a dossier of documents to describe ancient battles. In the classroom, this means that undergraduate students can use their skills at a professional level from the very start of their training. Students in beginning Latin classes can transcribe medieval manuscripts, and their colleagues in more advanced courses can translate and annotate them. At every step in this process, online platforms provide access to specialists. User forums are available to ask questions and share knowledge, and review boards ensure the quality and consistency of the information that we publish. In this way, new digital tools help us capture the past and understand it in relation to the present.
That was Marie-Claire Beaulieu of Tufts University.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.